Powering the Future. Welcome to Powering the Future, a podcast series where you will hear from industry experts and academicians on topics that impact us as an individual and as a professional.
In the fifth episode of our Asset Integrity Management AIM podcast series, Mr. Dominic Alpern from Tilsuit engages in a discussion with Dr. Robert Cowell, an AIM reliability optimization and process safety expert in the Industry Service Division at Tilsuit, exploring the various facades of industrial AIM and their interconnected nature. This is Stephanie, handing over to Mr. Alpern, the host for this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I introduce our distinguished guest for today's interview, Dr. Robert Cowell. Hailing from Munich, Germany, Robert is a seasoned engineer and a senior expert in the fields of structural integrity, risk-based inspection, asset integrity management, and process safety management, and has lent his expertise to internationally recognized companies in over 50 countries in the world. With the National Board Commission as an ASME authorized inspector supervisor, he has not only detailed knowledge about the leading boiler and pressure vessel code, but is also heavily involved in ASME committee work and actually chairman of the ASME Germany International Working Group for Section 8 pressure vessels, and also member of various other committees like ASME B3112 for hydrogen piping. It is indeed an honor to welcome Robert to our interview today, as we delve into the wealth of knowledge and experience he brings to the forefront of industrial engineering. Please join me in extending a warm welcome to Dr. Cowell.
Dominic, thanks for that great introduction. I really hope I can satisfy all that.
Robert, in my preparation to this interview, I have no doubt that you can and will fulfill all the expectations. So let's start. Robert, your extensive career encompassing all these areas in various industries, could you please share a pivotal defining moment, project, or experience that significantly shaped your personal and your professional approach to these fields?
Those very specific moments in my early career emerged visibly to me when I was leading projects in the nuclear industry, aiming at enhancing the overall structural integrity of critical pressure equipment like the nuclear reactor pressure vessel. These projects highlighted to me the critical balance between rigorous safety standards and efficient operational requirements. It was probably also back then that I decided for myself to get actively involved in the development of engineering standards with focus on those governing the way how to assess and evaluate quantitatively the mechanical integrity of pressure equipment. This experience underscored to me the vital interplay between asset integrity management elements and process safety. On the professional side, however, all of it led me to see that a profound and solid understanding of what is technically possible, what I learned in the nuclear industry, is key to identifying effective and efficient solutions to honestly solve our clients' problems, while also taking into account limited resources in the real world. Because, and that's my belief, only if you are aware of what is possible, like in fracture mechanics or finite element analysis, you can solve problems related to fitness for service issues in a way that all of us still can sleep soundly while not unnecessarily wasting money.
Robert, what fascinates me is that your expertise spans various domains. So I guess my question is, how do you perceive the interconnectedness between fracture mechanics, risk-based inspection, and asset integrity management in operating industrial plant?
Fortunately, I came to realize very early in my career that to ensure the overall mechanical integrity of industrial plants, a holistic approach is required. Of course, it is necessary that you understand and you are able to deal with all these sophisticated deep-diving technologies. But if we talk about asset integrity management, then we also need to understand that we might have to deal with hundreds of equipment and several thousand kilometers of piping. For this, we definitely need more pragmatic tools to establish and maintain the big overview on what's going on overall, and also, for instance, to enable forecasts into the future on a high level. Anyway, it's my 100% understanding that these different levels, the high-level management view and the detailed technical assessment, should be aligned in a way that they can benefit from each other so that knowledge and results can be easily shared at short notice. For that one simple example, if the management of a plant wants to know whether it is possible to shift a plant turnaround for half a year due to whatever reasons, we should be able to answer such a question by more or less pushing a button, answering yes, no problem, or yes, but some equipment XYZ requires certain additional non-destructive ultrasonic thickness measurements here and there, and additional monitoring of whatever pH values or temperatures. And this is something we try to establish via risk-based inspection within an integrated asset integrity management system.
Thank you for this elaboration. Now I understand much better why your peers always emphasize looking at AIM as the overall approach to asset performance. Let me try another question, Robert. With your involvement in committees like CEN and ASME, could you elaborate on the evolving standards and their impact on improving industrial safety and asset management practices globally?
I have realized very early that collaborating with other engineers in developing the engineering standards is imperative to me in order to ensure, together with others, that the approach to mechanical integrity assessment does take into account all the relevant engineering aspects. Our involvement in these committees isn't just about revising and harmonizing existing standards, but anticipating forthcoming industry needs. For instance, when it comes to significant changes, like the increasing use of hydrogen or methanol in view of a more sustainable future. We also deliberately work on emerging technologies like asset health monitoring, digitalization, or artificial intelligence, to develop standards that are both adaptable and up-to-date. Yet to certainly use this insight to continuously upgrade our internal processes to exactly reflect that.
Robert, in your elaboration, you've just added the buzzwords digitalization and AI. Now, in your view, how can digitalization and AI revolutionize industrial asset integrity management practices?
If you look to the pace at which AI is evolving, nobody can say today in which way we will be performing our work even in about 5 years' time. Realizing that there is still a lot of homework to do to enable new technologies in our industry, digitalization and AI offer unprecedented opportunities for predictive maintenance, real-time monitoring, and data-driven decision-making. This can be an electronically driven integrity operating window to monitor critical process parameters, or what we call asset health monitoring to also scan the degradation of an equipment. This means assessing real-time data to detect any anomalies so that we immediately can react in a proper way. With all this, plant operators will directly benefit from an ever better anticipation of potential failures and ultimately reducing downtime, enhancing safety, and optimizing total cost of ownership.
Robert, you also said that TÜV SÜD is continuously upgrading the proprietary RBI and FFS software. Could you please elaborate on why TÜV SÜD has its own software and what makes both systems unique?
Let me start with why we had to develop our own and now web-based software systems. We experienced again and again that different plant operators always have different demands and expectations on what to achieve finally. So clients expect us to take into consideration their particular targets to be achieved, their internal processes, plant design or documentation and data that is available or maybe not. With our solution, we emphasized the possibility to modify the software arrangement in a way that the software fits the client's demand and not the other way around. And this makes it definitely unique.
The more we talk, the more I understand that a well-implemented asset integrity program involves proactive, continuous improvement measures. It's a very complex and always evolving domain of action, so you can't stop learning. Given that, what motivated you to focus your daily engineering activities on such a complex area?
There's a simple answer, because I enjoy and I really like it. I must say, as an engineer, for me, it is very fulfilling to receive all the positive feedback from our client when they have achieved major goals through our input. Additionally, my work brought me in contact with excellent engineers all around the world, Not only gray-bearded seniors, but also very smart, enthusiastic, young and engaged women and men. And yes, Dominic, you're right. You can never stop learning, but that keeps us up to date, doesn't it?
Robert, I have to admit that I'm really enjoying this conversation with you. I would love to have a second part in which you could provide more insights. Would that be okay with you?
Fine with me. That would be a pleasure, of course.
Thank you for your commitment, Robert. Now, please allow me a last question for today. Based on your extensive experience, what recommendations would you offer to young engineers and plant operators to inspire them in the field of asset integrity management?
First and foremost, prioritize continuous improvement measures and be critically open to new developments. These fields are dynamic with evolving technologies and regulations, but they move fast, so stay updated on the latest advancements and try to be part of industrial engineering organizations and engage with industry experts. I also advise to seek partnership with experienced professionals, either within your own company or any serious service provider. Engaging with professionals helps getting benchmark solutions and understanding the nuances of these fields that might not be covered in textbooks. Third, develop a holistic understanding. Don't focus solely on technical expertise of one segment, but also comprehend the broader implications of your work. Look to the left and to the right and try improving the communication interaction with other disciplines. And finally, never compromise on safety. Prioritize safety in all your work. Safety isn't just a compliance issue, it's an ethical responsibility.
Dr. Kaur, now we've come to an end. On behalf of my listeners, I would like to thank you for your time and patience in answering all the questions. I'm very much looking forward to the next chapter, which you've committed to.
The pleasure was mine, Dominic. Your listeners can always get in touch with us as TÜV SÜD and also with me personally, of course. We will certainly find a way to support them.
With that, we come to the end of this episode today. I would just like to remind our listeners that all episodes will be made available online. You may also subscribe to our podcast channel across all major streaming platforms. Thank you once again for listening, and we look forward to catching up with you on TÜV SÜD next episode of Powering the Future.